When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to a brand new week. So glad you're tuning in today. My name is Chris Gillipo, your host of Side Hustle School. For the past 1,700 plus days, I have been bringing our listeners a daily episode featuring stories from the new economy, case studies of people with real jobs who are finding a way to make extra income, sometimes a lot of extra income on the side, sometimes quit those jobs, sometimes change jobs, sometimes pay off a lot of debt, sometimes build up savings, all kinds of good stuff. That's what it's all about. We are focused on helping people create more financial security. Now, as we begin a new week, we got a listener question. This question comes to us from Germany, I believe. When it comes to the basic business model of get paid to solve an urgent problem, it's hard to get more basic or urgent than immigration. Because if someone is trying to move from one country to another, they're usually very motivated. Like, they really want to figure it out, but they're also encountering lots of obstacles. It's rarely a simple process. There are usually lots of things that can go wrong. But again, for the person trying to do it, they are typically very motivated. So they want to do everything they can to get the right answers, not make mistakes, and so on, make it as quick as possible. And so in the question, you'll hear from this listener from Germany who immigrated to the U.S. several years ago. He found the legal process to be confusing. I know you're shocked, right? You probably thought it was really easy. Well, it's not. And he now wants to help guide other German speakers through the experience. So what can we do to help him out and also perhaps get somebody else out there thinking about an idea and how to make it happen? I'm going to go through a quick action plan you can use, whether it's trying to write the German Immigrant's Guide to the U.S. or something totally different. That's what we'll do in this quick, concise, informative episode. Stay tuned.
Hello Chris, this is Stefan, and I immigrated to the US from Germany several years ago. Along the way, I learned a lot about the process. For example, there are some things you can do in advance that make it much easier later on. There is a lot of online information about immigration, but not all of it is accurate and most of it is in English. I'd like to publish a guide specifically for German speakers. What do you think is the best format for this, and how could I market it?
Stefan, thank you so much for the message. How can we make this happen? I like the idea. It's definitely a big market, yet also a specific market in the idea of targeting only German speakers. And of course, Stefan has done some research and discovered that there's a lot of information online, but not all of it is accurate and most of it is in English. So let's make it happen. What's our action plan here? Couple points. And of course, you can use this for more than just a German language immigration guide. You can use this for all sorts of information products. First, you want to determine your guide objectives. What do you want people to go away with? Not just information, but what is the result you want them to have after consuming your guide, whether they're reading it or watching a video or listening to an audio or something else. And then maybe related to that, what are the deliverables for the guide? You know, how are you actually going to get this information to people? As part of that, you want to write an outline. Okay, I've got these objectives. I understand what my deliverables are. How do I best break down this information, you know, into 6 to 8 chunks or whatever the number is? And once you've got that, then you start thinking, okay, what is the message? Like, what is the compelling message that I'm going to deliver to my target market, my ideal customer, based off of the promise, the results that they're going to have by consuming the guide? Okay, so you start writing your sales page there, and lots of different ways to do that. But one way or another, you're going to publish a message that where you're encouraging people to take action. You're encouraging them to purchase the guide. Now, here's something you can do while all this is happening. You want to establish some authority. You want to start posting on forums. You want to start, you know, being the person who is helpful, like wherever people are going to look for this information, wherever people are posting questions, you want to just start being helpful and answering questions and even posting some of your own story and posting some of the content that you may eventually use in the guide, because this may very well be an important marketing funnel for you. Now, as you finish the guide, as you finish the product, you want to decide on pricing. You want to set up e-commerce, which is pretty simple in this case. You just need a way to accept payment and then deliver a file or a series of files or a link to the people who are making the purchase. Then you want to publish the guide. I mean, test things out first, of course, but publish it, and then it's available. So once you have created everything, I mean, there's a good amount of work there, but once it's created, then it's done. Everything else moving forward is marketing. And of course, marketing is not just a single box to check. There could be a lot of tasks, but this sounds like a good idea. So, and maybe every day you take a couple of more steps toward marketing. You do a couple of things to try to reach more people or try to get other people to link to the guide or continuing to be helpful in those forums or on Reddit or wherever it is. Quora could also be a good platform. But however it works out, you've got your task list. Like, you know, here's what you need to do to create this guide. Here is how you can get it ready to go to market. And here's how you can begin reaching people with it. So I hope that's helpful to Stefan and anybody else out there who wants to make a guide or some kind of information product. Listeners, let me know what you're working on, what this might inspire in you. If you have a question or an idea, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I very much enjoy this dialogue. I look forward to tomorrow. I hope you subscribe or follow and come back. I'll be here. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.